come together for this time of fellowship.
哦, 主, 当我们一同来到这交通的时间, 这是我们的心愿。
Lord, would you revive thy work?
愿你复兴你的工作。
Would you descend with your blessed presence, Lord? Present yourself in our midst, we pray, in this time.
愿你的同在在这时候临到我们。
We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit may have the freedom to prompt our hearts to share Christ with one another.
也求圣灵在这时候能够自由的运行来感动我们的心来分享基督。
We pray for your sovereign leading of this time.
我们求你完全的掌权在这个时候。
Prompting those that ought to speak and restraining that which is not appropriate at the time.
你激动那些当分享的心，你也限制那些不当分享的心。
And even as we sang, Lord, we pray that thine be the glory in this time.
我们也如此唱，我们也如此祷告，说这个愿荣耀都归于你。
Thine and thine alone.
归于你和你自己。
So Lord, we submit it into your precious hands.
所以我们把自己也顺服交托在你宝贵的手中。
Have your way in this time, we ask in Jesus' precious name.
愿你在这时候的旨意通行，我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. So just a few reminders again.
有些提醒。
We would like to, the guidelines, as you know, I'll repeat them.
我们想大家也都知道我们这时候的一些
This is a time for an open sharing.
这个时间是一个见证分享的时间。
And it's not a time for teaching per se.
不是一个教训的时间。
But anything that the Lord has given you and that can be used to share himself, share Christ with one another, we are all encouraged to do that as the Lord leads in this hour.
那这个时间是为了我们来显出基督，如果或者
Once again, for those that went to the WCCC, we would like to give you like a preference, if I may use that term.
我们再次提醒，我们愿意把 先给去参加西岸特会的弟兄姊妹们有这个机会。
But of course, if the time is not exclusively for that, we'll give just preference to those that have been there.
今天是一个我们给所有人的见证分享的时间，让我们把机会。
And again, the dreaded sign, remember, so we will ask you to speak in, limit your sharing in to 10 minutes, so we can have the opportunity for several to share.
我们再次提醒，为了让更多的弟兄姊妹可以分享，请把你的分享限制在10分钟以内。
And because when we are up here, time really flies. You'll be surprised. I'm going to give you a reminder. You know, I say, you know, if your 10 minutes are approaching, I'll just show it to you. I'll be sitting right there.
那可能在上面的时候，你都把时间忘记了。但我们的弟兄会坐在下面给你举这个牌子。
And if you need another 5 minutes to wrap it up, we'll give you that gracious period of time.
那我们可能会给你五分钟的这个宽限期，让你把你要分享的分享完。
But if you see this, the 15, that means that, you know, time's up.
那如果你看到15分钟的牌子，请你马上的来结束。
So having said that, we're going to open this time that the Lord may lead us as per His will.
所以我们也把这段时间交给主，让主来带领我们。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我是余弟兄。 余弟兄。
I'm Brother Yu.
感谢主, 开派的弟兄给我正道讲, 神的爱很好, 我感谢主。
And I can testify in the how great it's God's love.
神的爱就是这样爱我们啊, 在我们不可爱的时候还是爱我们, 不像我们人的爱啊。
That it's not like man's love, that while we're even not lovable, he loves us.
我今天就是先回答一个我个人的问题啊, 有好多弟兄问我。
And I want to touch on part of a question that many have asked me.
为什么来教会里要穿得比较正式呢?
And that why do you dress the way you do when you come?
简单的很啊, 因为我们的神就在我们中间。
And it's a good question because God is among us.
他就在这里坐着为王。
And that He is here reigning as King.
你想我们应该穿礼服来敬拜他吗?
And should we dress in such a way to worship Him?
别的意思没有啊, 就是单单的敬拜神啊, 穿礼服。
And indeed, it is how should we dress in order to worship?
我先分享的之前呢，主是这样跟我说的，就是你在这里干什么呢？
And so what the Lord shared with me is he reminded me of what I'm doing here.
我就先一二三跟他讲。
And so there are three things.
然后主说呢，就说，这样他们必认识我是耶和华。
And the first is that they may know that I'm Jehovah.
我的慈爱永远长存。
And that my love is forever.
这是上台之前主说的哈。
And that's what the Lord said.
那么我四十年前的时候，我看了一本非常珍贵的书，就是这样的书。
Many years ago, I read this book that I held.
然后我一看没有价格。
And when I opened it, I didn't know.
我就问书店的是卖多少钱呢？
And so I asked the shop owner how much.
他们说35元。
Said $35.
要知道35元在中国40年前很贵的啊。
And 40 years ago in China, that's a lot of money.
我想这么贵的一本书肯定有它的道理。
And so I thought, oh, maybe that it must contain something good.
我就看圣经的创世纪就开始读。
And so I started reading from Genesis.
神怎样怎样怎样。
That got this, got that.
我觉得太精彩了。
And I thought, wow, this is
amazing. 当我读到了耶和华神造人的那个时候呢？
And then when I read to where it's talking about God creating men,
那个抵挡者就把我心中的道夺走了。
And that's when he obtained my heart.
直到我信主以后呢，我至始看到，当我看到这个单词的时候，就是这个单词，大家看一下。
And after I received the Lord, and as I came to know this,
我就心中怎么讲，我就不接受他，因为我不了解他，我也不认识他。
And back in the days, I did not really know him, so I did not receive him at first.
后来就是我学习希伯来语的时候呢，我认识了一个。讲解这个希伯来字母的意思的时候
，And as I then eventually start learning Hebrew, and I came to know the meanings.
他就讲了这第一个字母呢
，And the first letter here
就是我们的手，看一下这个手，就这样看，这是象形文字
，And
十个指头，数字是十
，And it's like depicting our hand, just like our hand as you were showing.
第二个希伯来的字母呢
，And the second
是恩典
，It's grace.
它的数字是五，恩典。
哦、oh, ，OK， it's depicting grace.
Number five.
Okay, first letter is 10. The second letter, the number is 5.
那么它第三个字母
？Then the third one.
它就是一个钉子。
It's a nail.
对。它的数字是六
，and that's six。
当然，后面这个字母第四个就是恩典
，and the last one is grace。
当然，就是说，首先为我们成就恩典的，它是成就的，钉子也有成就的那种意思，定住了，在恩典中间定住了。
And the grace is given through nail, and that's what's in between.
哦，我就豁然开朗了，因为神的奥秘就是基督。
And the mystery of God is in Christ.
当我们知道基督是怎样为我们成就救恩的时候，在十字架上。
And we of course know that God gave us grace through what His work was on the cross.
我们就为主所成就的，我们感谢主，赞美主。
And so for what God has accomplished, we want to thank Him.
那么耶和华他跟我讲的那话呢？当然要跟我讲，我就传与弟兄们，不是出于我，乃是出于主。
And I want to share with you what the Lord shared with me, and that's really what I received from the Lord.
我们都知道这个世代末后的世代这个气色是很重要的。
And we know in this end times this is important.
因为耶和华是我们的义，这是不可更改的，是一个真理。
Because Jehovah is our righteousness, and that cannot be changed.
个人的领受和解读不同。
And we may receive differently sometimes.
但真理只有一个。
But the truth is always the same.
我们以色列啊，那时候建国的时候呢，是那个领他们不是领他们出埃及地的耶和华，乃是赶他们出去又领他们回来的耶和华，领着他们去做，然后回到这个地方。
And it was Jehovah that let them, not necessarily just when they were taken out of Egypt, but in and out of the land.
详细的经文我不读，在十六章 14节, 大家自己看。
And there's a passage that we won't read for today. It is in the book of Jeremiah 16:14.
因为那是在1947年的时候，联合国就决定了以色列要建国。
It was back in the 1947 when Israel was reestablished.
然后1948年以色列就建国了。
And in 1948 officially.
那么我们看看耶和华神的义是什么时候开始传讲呢？
And so when was it that his righteousness was mentioned?
在2017年的时候，美国的总统宣布以色列耶路撒冷是他永远不可分割的地图。
And in 2017, it was shared from the U.S. that the land is belongs to Israel.
2018年的时候呢，五月份，美国大使馆就迁到了耶路撒冷。美国的大使馆迁到了耶路撒冷。
And so the U.S. embassy moved in 2018 to Jerusalem.
这是以色列建国整整70年后主为他们成就的。
And it's after 70 plus years of what the Lord has accomplished for them.
这样讲的原因呢是这样的，我就开始读它这个原文。耶利米书23章，我们可以看读5、6、7，但是这里呢我先读第七。耶利米书23章。
Jeremiah 23.
耶和华说，日子将到，人必不再指着那领以色列人从埃及地上来永生的耶和华起誓，却要指着那领以色列家的后裔从北方和赶他们到各国中上来永生的耶和华起誓，他们必住在本地。第七节。
From verse 7, therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt.
这日子非常重要，是耶和华规定的日子，不是我们想象的日子。
It's important that the days are the days according to Him.
耶和华所成就的必成就。
And what you accomplish, you'll definitely accomplish.
无论我们的解读如何。
And no matter how our condition is.
那么耶和华为什么说是我们的义呢？
And so why here it says that it's his righteousness?
然后我们读第六节，我要是倒着读，是让你得到答案，然后我们往上推，去推找。
So you have to read what's before.
在他的日子，犹大必得救，以色列也安然居住，他的名必称为耶和华我们的义。
Because in verse 6 it says, In his days Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness.
他的名就是指我们的主耶和华，爱的我们的主耶稣基督来，就是指的我们的主耶稣基督。他的名字必称为耶和华我们的义。
And so this is of course talking about the Lord from the Father, sent from the Father, that his name is the Lord our righteousness.
因为在这幕后的时代，我们要把耶稣基督的福音传回给以色列人。
Because in the end days, we have to preach the gospel to the Israel.
他只有认识到我们的主耶稣基督才是他们耶和华的义的时候。
Because they need to know that their only righteousness is from the Lord Jesus.
他们才的真正的平安临到以色列。
And that's why his peace will come upon them.
主既然安排了这时候给我们成就，那么我们就会分辨这个时代的气色，来跟随我们的神。
So that we share this because is that we may discern our times.
因为教会中弟兄姐妹失去的很多。
Because this is a critical time in the church.
有的失去了健康。
And then there's things around health that we suffer from.
有的失去了在世的生命。
Some are maybe related to life.
很多的弟兄姐妹会很软弱。
There's weaknesses.
这都是耶和华神是我们的义，什么时候开讲，耶和华要领我们走的路，这是有关系的。
It's related to how the Lord leads us to righteousness.
好，我就简短的介绍到这里。 然后呢，就是因为弟兄们失去了很多，耶和华要加倍的给你们。
And for what we have lost, the Lord will
要赏赐给弟兄姐妹。
And that He will give unto brothers and sisters.
愿耶和华保护你，赐福给你。
May the Lord bless us.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
And that His He will turn His face upon you and give you peace.
愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠常与你同在。
That His peace will be with all of you.
如所不定罪的人是有福的。
Those He does not condemn that are blessed.
不要与神为敌，离弃自己的罪恶，转向神。
That we do not turn to be the enemies of God, but turn unto the Lord.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, peace in the Lord. My name is Mary.
西岸特会今年的主题是你们是我为自己荣耀创造的。
The theme of our West Coast Conference is You are created for my glory.
是圣经的出处是在以赛亚书43章7节。
Where it's coming from Isaiah 43 verse 7.
那里说，就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成、所造作的。
It reads, Everyone who is called by my name, and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have.
对我来说 这个经节曾经也读过但是一直都是觉得是我们是像创世纪那地方说我们是照神的形象和他的样式造的却不知道说我们也是为神的荣耀创造
I have read this verse before but it never occurred to me because I always think that we were created like how Genesis said in his image but I never thought of I am created for his glory
感谢主四位弟兄用四个方面的专题来给我们开的这一次的特会。
Thank the Lord that four brothers in four different aspects start to talk about the theme of this conference.
专题有他用荣耀和美德来招我们彼得后书。
So one is that he created us in glory and honor, that is in 2 Peter.
然后我们的刊登弟兄也用了约翰福音一章十四节，我们也见过他的荣光。
So our brother Dana is from John chapter 1 verse 14 that we have seen his glory. Beheld his glory.
第一个那个专题是郭定强弟兄讲的。
And then another one from our brother Paul.
第三个是
the first one's from brother
Paul. Yeah, 第三个是孙弟兄讲的，准神必拉在耶路撒冷之上，准神。
So the third one from brother Sun is that there is a measuring string that will be pulled at the mount of be at pulled at Jerusalem.
然后最后一个就是彭弟兄也讲到流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
The last one is from our brother David, and that all who sow in tears will reap in joy.
David 的爸爸。
Oh, sorry, Brother Pong, David's father.
感谢主，我们是为弟兄的辛劳求主亲自纪念。
Thank the Lord for the labor of our brothers and that the Lord will remember them.
特会上那个信息很丰富，有时候我到现在都还没有完全消化哈，但是很摸着我的地方就是讲到我们的神那个他就是荣耀的神。
The content of our conference is very abundant, and even up to this point, I'm not fully digested through. But the part that touched me the most is that our God is a glorious God.
他要在我们这个信的人身上也要做成这个荣耀。这个
He is destined to create His own glory upon us who believe unto Him.
所以很感恩，这当然当中是需要经过很多的工作，十字架的工作在我们身上。
And of course, it's not an easy thing. Throughout, there will be many works to be done, including the work of the cross.
我们也有主的性情，那个美德也要从我们身上彰显啊，等等很多啊。
And all the characteristic of our God also needs to be manifested in our life.
我们本来失去了荣耀，但是神今天要在我们身上做出这个荣耀，实在感谢主，我们不灰心。
We have lost the glory, but God wanted to instill His glory upon us, so we don't have to lose heart.
Yeah, 我们做个顺命的儿女，然后配合圣灵在我们身上的工作，必然会做成，因为他说的必定是这样成就。
As we are as obedient children, co-working with the Spirit, all that must be done because what He has said will come true.
Yeah, 我只想分享一点，因为那个邓乃弟兄在最后的一堂信息里面有一首诗歌，因为大会没有印出来，我就简单的把这首诗歌唱给弟兄姊妹听。
So there is a hymn that our brother Dana shared.It didn't get printed, so I will sing for everyone.
Yeah, 歌词里面说主荣上加荣正在改变我改变我。
It's hymn 296. And our sister's reading from the lyrics.
改变我使我得完全变成主的形象。
From glory to glory, He's changing me.His likeness and image to perfect him.
流露神大爱在世间。
The love of God shown to the world.
主在改变，改变我。
For He's changing me.
使属地形象变成属天。
From earthly things to the heavenlies.
使我得完全变成主的形象。
His likeness and image to perfect him.
流露神大爱在世间。
The love of God shown to the world.
其实我不能说浓缩，就是有简单把它那个概括，就是这首诗歌里面要表达的，在特会里面的一个中心啊。
That this hymn really has touched the center of the theme of this conference.
所以那天刚好大会没有把这首歌印出来，所以我想我唱给弟兄姊妹听好。
That day it did not during conference they didn't print the song. I think I will like to sing the song for brothers and sisters.
主荣上加荣正在改变我，改变我。改变我，使我的完全变成主的形象，流露神大爱在世间，主在改变。成主的形象，流露神大爱在世间。感谢主，我们都是一帮有盼望的人。主，我们呀，会在他会在我们身上做成他的荣耀，与他要来的时候相配。
Thank the Lord that we are those who have hope that He will have His glory.Shined upon us that we will shine forth His glory.
Yeah, 我向主的回应，主啊，你来改变我，改变我。
And my response to the Lord is that yes, Lord, come change me, change me.
谢主，我是短短分享。
亲爱的，感谢弟兄姐妹们。 Sandy 感谢你，我想我到里面去开刀回来，我一直想。
Thank brothers and sisters. I want to thank everyone that I had a surgery.
一直想这个见证没讲出来。
I always wanted to testify.
但是我天天都是在心里，什么时候给我讲，我出院开刀出院出来这个见证，我都是这样想。
Every day I think of finding a time to testify for this.
主爱我们太多太多了。
The Lord really loves us so much.
多有多了，多有多了。但是我讲，在医院里面住院开刀，时间这么长，那我讲就是讲不清楚。我就是想，我儿子什么时候过来，我爱儿子帮我讲清楚。
I was in a hospital for a long time and so I was hoping that someone could testify for
me. 我儿子名字叫 David 在那边，我爱他帮我讲清楚，因为我讲都是不清楚。
I was hoping my son David can help me testify because sometimes I'm not good. I am the son of him, David. She has called me, so I had to come up.
对啊，我妈在这边聚会，弟兄姐妹都知道哈，她就是这个膝盖不好，然后走路不但用那个walker， 甚至一个地步不能站直，是用这个 shoulder 压在上面走的。这是去年夏天我看望他的时候的情况。
As many of you guys know, my mom has knee problems, so when she walks, she has to use a walker to the point sometimes when it gets bad, she couldn't even stand up. She has to use her elbow and shoulder to push herself up and even have to walk on the walker like that.
所以去年夏天我看到真的很伤心。
So last summer, I saw her and I felt really bad for her.
然后我就建议他要做这个knee replacement 换膝盖的手术。
So I recommended to my mom that she should do a knee replacement surgery.
那如果这个是long story short 啊，就时间有限，我可以讲太多了。那我就讲他手术的这个见证。那现在你们看到他很好了，他也。很自豪，他可以蹦蹦跳跳的走。
Long story short, there are so many stories to tell. So let's just talk about the surgery. As you can see now, she can walk, and she's very happy that she can walk around.
我补一句。
I add one line.
他经常跟我说这样话，我好像都不理他。可是他这个爱人呀，嫂子说这样不行，你叫一次。他说我太太这一次你一定要带妈妈去做，但是我嫂子她的嫂子这样讲一句话，我就下定决心。
So my son had mentioned this to me many many times, but this time it was different because the wives of the sons all said you have to do replacement, so I decided to do it.
因为时间很宝贵，那我简短讲一下。然后他这个手术呢就是很成功，感谢神，因为他有糖尿病，他一般没有经验的医生是不愿意帮他做的，因为会有很多的问题。然后第一次动手术的时候甚至又延长了时间，因为发现他的血压高，所以
the surgery was very very successful, which is a miracle by itself, by God's grace, because my mom has diabetes and most of the surgeon would not take her in because of all the complications that can come with.
然后在那个physical therapy 就是理疗的过程里面，也看到神的恩典，就是给他预备，就是很有爱心的理疗师。帮他这样子每一天给他很好的照顾，这都是神的恩典。
So even the first time in the surgery room, the surgery had to be extended because of her high blood pressure, but everything still turned out well. And even during the physical therapy time, the Lord has prepared her with a very loving and kind therapist.
然后动手术的孙医师他也很惊讶，就是超过他所想象的手术的顺利与成功。
Even the doctor was surprised how successful and smooth the surgery was.
我试着想表达的是，我们这样子的经历，相信神是听祷告的神。Amen.
I really wanted to express with all this story is our main point is that our God really is a God who listens to our prayer.
我妈刚刚想补充的意思是，实际上她想补充的是，她是一个非常固执的人。她说：“我不要做，我太老了。”
The main point that my mother who wanted to add that line before was that she wanted to point out that she's always a stubborn person.
也当然，她不会承认她很固执。
Even though she wouldn't admit it.
然后，因为我太太这样子的说服她。
So because my wife convinced her.
这是她刚刚想补充的，所以感谢神，神使用我太太的嘴，然后给她有说服的能力。
So thank the Lord.
神使用。
Thank the Lord that God was able to use the words of my wife.
然后右脚做完以后，她发现很好。大概第二个月他就说可不可以接着再做左脚、
so、when he,
马上就做
when she first did the right knee everything was so good she wanted to immediately do her left
所以他不是只是尝到主恩的滋味
so not only she tasted the grace of our Lord
他要神的大能神迹、哦、让他有更多的满足
She has also tasted the mighty hand of the Lord
他这样子他也有信心他可以重新站起来
And this also gives her strength that she can stand up
所以第二脚然后医生隔了两个月最后还是帮他很快就帮他做了
The doctor recommended to wait and so after 2 months we had our left side also.
然后第二次的时候，他发现他有一个流感在他身上，所以还有点困难帮他安排理疗的那个房间。
At that time, when the left knee was done, my mother had a flu, and so it was at the time hard to arrange a room for her for a physical therapist.
Yeah. 那当中我们。也再一次经历到神真的是不务实的神，神的供应是准时的。
And so through this experience, we also experience that God will never delay, and whatever His supply is perfect and precise.
超过他所求所想。
Beyond what we can ever imagine.
因为医院动完手术就是给他几天时间一定要把他赶出去的大家很多跟那个医疗方面有接触的人都知道
As we know after we do surgeries in the hospital within a short few days they will ask you to move out and find some other facility
那结果神预备的在他家更近走路走3分钟就到了一个理疗院。
And so because the previous therapist didn't work, God actually prepared someone who is a lot closer, just within 3 minute walk from our house.
给他安排了一个个人的房间。
And also she had a room, a solo.
那我们知道那是不可能的事情。
We know that that's impossible.
但是 he is able. Amen.
But
he is able. 因为在神凡事都能。
Because all things are possible.
所以我想说的是他的经历可能就把他这个信心再次的挑旺起来。
So through this experience, my mother's faith has definitely grown.
然后我希望不是批评因为在几十年的基督徒生活里面包括我自己包括弟兄姐妹我们会成为不冷不热的基督徒。
I hope this doesn't come across as criticism, but as we know, as we are in the Lord for many, many years, over decades, sometimes we will become lukewarm.
我们可能很认识圣经很多的真理。
Maybe we will know a lot of truth.
但是在这里。
But it's in our head.
但是如果我们缺少生活里面 那这些透过困难也好，透过逆境也好，经历了神的供应跟帮助这样子的见证。
But as we experience the Lord in our practical life, whether through hardship, or good experience,
我们可能会感觉跟神的关系有那么一点点的不够靠近。
Then we will then realize our only knowing God through our head knowledge is not enough. We want to experience the Lord more.
也觉得好像没有见证为神来诉说。
And we will sometimes feel like maybe why how come I don't have testimony to share for the Lord.
所以我希望神借着他这个经历，使他能够如因返老还童。
So I hope that the Lord through this experience will bring my mom soaring upon the wings of eagle.
Yeah, 让他自己的生命来经历哦，神是又真又活的神。
And through her own life, she can experience our Lord is a real and living God.
Yeah, 正如我们今天诗歌所唱的，昨日今日今日以后，神是不改变的。
Just like our hymn says, Amen. Yesterday, today, and forever, our God is.
Yeah, 我们今天也得到很清楚的一个学习。今天早上，神跟我们的关系是阿爸父。
Just like this morning, we learned we were reminded that our Father, God the Father, is our Abba Father.
所以我们在这样子的一个学习里面，真的去问我们自己，我们到底有没有跟神有这样子阿爸父跟儿女的关系？
So we can ask ourselves, do we really experience Him as our Abba Father and as children of God?
所以我再次的也从我妈妈的身上学习到，主是我们个人的主。
And I learned from my mother that our Lord is our personal Lord.
我们信仰的中心是我们跟主的关系如何。
That the center of our faith also evolved with.Our relationship with
那我们跟神是父跟儿女的关系的话，那我们就能够知道我们自己怎么样把我们的信仰传承给我们的下一代，因为我们就知道我们做父母的怎样去爱我们的儿女，把我们的信仰传承下去。
As our life and our walk with the Lord became real, then we can pass on this to our next generation so they can see.How to love the Lord.
Amen. 我想这是我们所有人所盼望的。
And I know that this is everyone will wish for.
我想这也是神的心意。
And I will also think that this is on the heart of the Lord.
正如耶和华神对以色列百姓所说的。
Just like Jehovah God who told the Israelites.
他说我是把你们从埃及带出来的那位神。
I am the God who brought you out of Egypt.
因为世界的神太多了。
Because there are many gods.
他们是假神。
They're a false god.
埃及很多各样的神，神都把他们打败了。
There are many false gods in Egypt.
我就用最简单、通俗、粗暴的话语。
Very simple way.
所以神要告诉他们，还要。告诉你的下一代，我是把你们从埃及带出来的那位神。
The Lord commanded the Israelites that you need to teach your next generation that I am the God who brought you out of.
所以我真的很感谢神，就是你们在这边的聚会有这样子的一个见证聚会，几乎所有的教会是没有这样公开的，让弟兄姐妹去讲。自己跟神的关系，去讲生活里面顺利的见证或者失败的见证。
I am grateful for this opportunity, which is very rare in other meeting places, that brothers and sisters can come up and testify of their personal life with the Lord.
然后让我们的下一代也能够看到我们的父母所信的神。
So the next generation can see the God that our parents believe in.
以至于不会随波逐流，
so that they will not lost.
跟随这些高科技的，虽然不是神，却成为了绑架人内心的那个最大的偶像。
So they will not fall to the ways of the world. and be captured by what seems to be God, but they're false gods.
所以最使我们最使神满足的心意就是让我们这一代告诉我们的下一代。
So it is in God's heart that our generation can tell our next generation.
只有他是神。
That he is only.
只有他配得我们敬拜尊崇。
And he, only he is worthy of all of our worship.
主耶稣再来的时候，我的时间到了，可能没有人举牌，我还在讲。
My time up. There is no sign.
Yeah, we are not Bible study. 我们不是在
This is not a Bible study.
You had a little extra time. Yeah. 感谢神，就真的让我们就是学习到，就是我从我妈身上看到她变成小孩子。
I thank the Lord that I can learn from this experience to see my mother as a child of God.
这是主耶稣在圣经里面四福音书就告诉我们，我们的心要变成小孩子。
And just as the Lord told us that our hearts need to be as hearts of children.
然后我作为他的儿子，我看到他奔上来，我说他很勇敢。
As a son, I saw her coming up to the podium. I really think she was very brave.
她说，她一上来说她要帮忙，我差一点开门就溜掉了。
Saw her coming up, I was about to walk out the door.
但是我们所信的真的是圣灵，是非常真实的。
So that who we believe and the Holy Spirit, they're all very, very real.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们经常会扑灭圣灵的感动。
A lot of times we will quench the touch, the quench the spirit.
所以我想说，神的灵与我们同在。若是神的灵帮助我们，我们有何惧怕呢？
Amen. We really want to say, if God is with us, who shall stand against us?
只有在神的灵的带领下，神若许可，我们可以做这个做那个。
As the leading of the Spirit, with His permission, we can do this and do that.
然后有的时候可能也不会不好意思。
And so sometimes we might not feel embarrassed and be very bold.
因为会想说，哎呀，我没有文化啊。
Sometimes we think we're not educated.
我没有专业的神学训练啊。
I was not trained in
theology. 我不能够讲得清楚啊。
So maybe I cannot say it clearly.
那我觉得见证的重点就是说，你在说他是神，他是伟大的。
And that, but I feel the main point of the testimony is for us to say out loud that He is God, He is Almighty.
也包括我们要把我们自己那一部分忽略掉，好像我怎么认识神，我怎么可以为神来做工，为神来表达 ？No， 不是的。
But also let go of our self part, and we're not bragging about ourselves.
而是那能够人家能够得到供应的是，他是我们可以一生追随的独一的真神。
So that what ended up being supplied out is for people to agree and receive that our God is a God that we can follow for the rest of
Amen.
Our
lives. Amen. 谢谢谢谢，给太多时间。
Thank
you.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
I speak Chinese. 感谢主，我不想做一个不冷不热的基督徒。
Don't want to be a lukewarm Christian.
弟兄姊妹平安。我先读旧的圣经罗马书八章二十八节。
And I want to read from Romans 8:28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the call according to his purpose.
我叫 Peter, 92年信主93年来美国。
My name is Peter, I believe the Lord in 92, and I came to the U.S. in 93.
95年受浸97年到神学院读书。
And 95, I was baptized, and then I went to seminary in 97.
那时我的心智是要做一名传道人。
because I purpose in my heart to become preacher.
但主子让我在神学院读了几个月，就把我带回中国。
But after I entered seminary only for a few months, then the Lord brought me back to China.
在各样的环境里磨练我。
And so, under for a variety of reasons, I didn't end up finishing.
回国后，一些的逼迫和苦难自然是少不了。
And ever since going back to China, I went through a lot of sufferings and persecutions.
但是有机会的时候，我还是向人传福音，领人归主。
But whenever I had the chance, I tried to preach the gospel.
那是最苦的，还是我的母亲，盼儿出人头地，却一事无成。
My mom always wanted me to become someone great, but I felt like that I just have not actually done any of that.
后来我到一家外资企业工作。
And then I went to a foreign company to work.
是神学院的一个老师介绍我去的。
It's actually one of the professors in the seminary that introduced me.
公司里的董事长是一名爱主的基督徒。
And one of the executives is actually a Christian, loves the Lord.
他见我书读的不多，就鼓励我去读夜校。
Because he realized that I haven't had too much
education,
degrees or education, and so he wanted me to study in the night school.
参加英语大专自学考试。
And so he wanted me to get a standardized testing for English.
我前后共用了五年的时间才拿到毕业证书。
And after 5 years, I finally got the certificate.
然后我也拿到了良友圣经学院的本科毕业证书。良友圣经学院的本科毕业证书。
I also got one of the college
seminary.
Yes, college seminary certificate.
我在这家公司工作了几年，纷纷雨雨经历了不少的事情。
And through those many years, went through a lot as when I was working.
若不是神的保守，我恐怕早已被一群狼给撕碎。
And if it weren't for the Lord's keeping, I would have been shredded into pieces.
从良友圣经学院毕业后，圣经学院的老师原本是要差派我到新疆做短期宣教。
Originally, the Xinjiang province is where I was sent to do some short-term missionaries.
因为中国的特殊情况，后来就没去成。
But because of the unique circumstances in China at that time, that didn't actually happen.
之后我去了北京，继续参加英语本科自学考试。
And then so then I went to Beijing, and then I did the standardized English testing.
在快毕业的时候，主开路，于是在2010年又把我带回了美国。
And then in after the 2020s, then the Lord brought me back to China. I mean, to the U.S.
其实自从我回中国了以后呢，我从来没有想过还能再回到这里来。
I never thought that ever since going back to China that I would actually return to the U.S.
有一次我做了一个梦，梦见自己在纽约的唐人街。
One time I dreamed of being in New York's Chinatown.
于是我对自己说，如果还能回美国，那一定是主做的。
I said, well, if I ever return to the U.S., it would be the Lord's work.
感谢神，我不但回来，还娶妻生子，都是主的恩典。
But it's really the Lord's grace, not only in my back, but then I'm married and I have children.
回顾往事，总觉得自己信心太小。
I always felt that, but my faith is too small.
就好像雅各在伯特利向神许愿说。
And it's like Jacob in Bethel.
神若与我同在。
If the Lord will be with me.
在我所行的路上保佑我
，and he would keep me，
又给我食物吃，衣服穿
，and he would give me food and clothing，
使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家
，that I would peacefully return to my father's home，
我就必以耶和华为我的神
that then the Lord will be my Lord.
神的旨意是要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
God's will is for us to be molded into the image of the Son of God.
将来是要与主耶稣基督一同作王，一同掌权。
That we may reign together with Christ in the future.
今世的受苦是为着将来永远的荣耀。
The sufferings that we go through in this life is for the glory to come.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
我这个负担哦，本来是想说，到底要不要讲？然后好像有跟一个姐妹分享，她说，那你就讲啊，我怕我讲出来可能会得罪人。
I had a burden and I wasn't sure if I should say it out loud. Once I fellowship with a sister, she told me to share and I hope it doesn't offend anyone.
但是因为刚才接着那个弟兄讲，说要把神在我们做的事情，身上做的事，要传给我们的子孙，传给我们的后裔。
Just as our brother said that as whatever God had done in our life, we need to tell our next generation.
所以我就敢讲正胆过来。
So I decided to boldly come on to the stage.
我要讲的是，因为我发现我们最近很多微定笑话跟 baby 笑话。
I want to say that recently we have a lot of wedding shower and baby shower.
然后我们从新闻上也看到所谓的。这个叫做非法移民啊，有85都是穆斯林的。
So we also see that there are the illegal immigrants are 85% are Muslim.
表示他们这个一夫多妻，很会生孩子。
So it also means that they are very good at populating.
但是呢，我们觉得我们常常有 baby shower， 有 wedding shower， 有 baby shower， 中间好像空档了。
It feels like there's a big gap between people's wedding shower to baby shower.
讲得很实际哦，现在年轻人结婚他不生孩子。
Be very practical, young people when they get married.
而且要么就是生一个就好啊。
Or they think they just.
然后我就想到圣经上面神祝福亚伯拉罕。
So we remember that in the Bible, God blessed Abraham.
你的子孙要后裔要像天上的星、海边的沙那么多。
That your offspring, your descendant needs to be like the sand on the sea and the stars in the sky.
其实这是神的祝福。
This is God's blessing.
但是呢，真的是现在好像那个环境里面好像怎么讲？好像年轻人他可以养这个养这个，他说我养不起孩子。
It seems like nowadays that young people can have many pets but not children.
然后刚才那个弟兄讲了一句话，他说你要把神在你身上做的事，你的神的大能美德要。传讲出去，而且要传给你的后裔。那我们不生，怎么有后裔？怎么去讲
？As our brother said, that God wanted us to tell our next generation all the great work that He has done in our life. But if we don't have our next generation, how can we?
其实这是神的祝福，我们真的不要去，好像很轻易的把它好像怎么叫失落，还是就放弃
？This is God's blessing that we shouldn't just let it go.
所以我自己真的心里想，我当初还没信主，我女儿，我就生一个女儿，女儿就生一个女儿。
So I was one of those. When I was younger, I only had one daughter, and my daughter only had one daughter.
所以我就想到说，这个家如果以前就有三代同堂，都好多人，好多人很热闹。
I thought of family back then in my generation. When it's three generations together, it will be a lot of family member and very lively.
现在真的好像是断层了。
And it, now it feels there are less people.
对不起哦，我今天讲这个有点，就是真的看到现在好像人口真的是所谓基督信仰的这个家庭人越来越少。
I apologize for bringing this up, but I just really want to bring up that my observation that Christian household number population are declining.
对，我们不但不一定像我祝那个也祝福他们哈，就是信仰众多。
So for our wedding shower, that we also may bless them for offspring.
对，那还有一点哈，我就一个信心的祷告哈。
One last
point. 我想我们每一个人家里那个冰箱上面都贴很多的那个磁铁片。
one of my faithful prayer that a lot of people in their fridge they have a lot of magnets.
很多你去旅游带回来的，或者是研习之旅带回来的一些的纪念的磁定片呢，都放在冰箱。
Many times when you go travel places or you go on study tour, you come back with magnets on your fridge.
对，我们有时候看一看，很好的回忆。
Sometimes when we look at it, it's a good memory.
然后呢，我在我们女婿家。冰箱上面看他画了一个很大的那个磁铁片。
So at my son-in-law's house fridge, I saw a very big magnet.
它呢是他们当地 Westerfield 的一个标志，好像有两个这个不知道是什么奇奇怪怪的角。
It's a local image of Westfield's mascot, maybe with horns.
就是看得很不平不怎么讲，心里不舒服。
So it didn't give me peace.
那因为是他们家的东西，我不能动，我就只能说了。
Because it's their household, so I wouldn't touch it. So I talked to my daughter.
因为我第一次跟你讲那个东西怪怪的。
I told her that image looks weird.
然后他就说，哦，这是 Westfield 的一个 mark。
So the daughter said this is a mascot of our town.
因为他们的冰箱就是放在桌子的正对面。
Because the fridge is in direct view across from the dining table.
我吃饭的时候，我看到我就是觉得怪怪。
Every time when I eat and when I see it, I don't feel peaceful.
然后几个日子以后，我去了，我又讲，我说那个奇怪，就这样。
So a few days later, I went again and I brought it up again.
然后我第三去的时候，第三次去的时候呢，哎，不见了。
The third time I went, it was gone.
然后呢，我那外孙女。他很可爱，他说：“外婆，外婆，那个不在啊。”
My granddaughter, she's cutely calling, telling me, "Grandma, grandma, that thing is not here anymore."
我相信他们有把这个当做他们家的话题。
I believe that this had came up as a topic in their household.
感谢主也给我有智慧哈。
Thank the Lord for giving me wisdom.
我也没有追根到底说这个怎么一回事。
I didn't drill down on this.
我也不在乎它是掉了还是丢还是拿走啊，怎么样子。
I wouldn't try to find out if it fell down or they removed it on purpose or what happened.
所以我觉得我们属主的人哦，有些事情看的真的是会很敏感，你知道，很敏感。
So I believe as Christians, sometimes when we see things, we might be a little bit more sensitive.
因为有些东西是。非常奇怪，让你看着就是不平安。
Some things when you see it, you don't feel peaceful about it.
然后我在他们家整理东西，我看见我外孙女，她的毛线帽子上面也有几只脚。
So I also saw when I was packing stuff at their house, the granddaughter's hat.Had multiple horns on.
然后现在那个拖鞋，毛拖鞋也是很奇怪，都是多了一只脚一样。
So also their slippers also have creatures with many horns.
那我呢？我就看着，我就把它收起来了。
So when I saw them, I just helped them pack it.
我就不敢马上丢掉。
I would not throw it away.
我就藏起来。
I helped them pack it very well.
然后我求主哈，给我有机会真的把它拿掉。
I pray that the Lord will give me wisdom.
真的，有时候在家里有一些，你会觉得真的是，当然在圣经里面讲是蛮比较严重的，叫做当灭之物。当灭之物。
So sometimes if we wanted to talk seriously in the Bible, it could be things of abomination.
真的，这那个东西在家里可能会打搅。打搅很多的关系，人跟神的关系，人跟的关系，人跟人的关系。
Sometimes when you see it being unpeaceful, it will not be a good thing to have.
我也是很感谢主哈，我现在就是学着，真的是凡事祷告。
So now I thank the Lord that I learned to pray always.
至于神在什么神间用什么方法来成全哈我们的心意哈，这一切都在乎神。
It's all up to God in whatever means that He answers our prayer.
感谢主哈，我们求这些已婚的年轻人哈，信仰众多哈。
Thank the Lord.
那只剩下天上的星海边的沙。阿门。
We pray that There will be blessings on the church.
Perhaps you can sing a hymn as to conclude.
我们一同来唱一首诗歌来结束我们的聚会。
713.
713首。
And actually, we heard of how our brothers and sisters experience in various ways the Lord with these testimonies.
我们感谢主在这个见证的时候主也借着弟兄姊妹来表达他自己。
Some experiencing through the word of God.
有的借着主的话语
and they share that with us.
也与我们分享
Some experiencing through circumstances His blessing, His mercy.
有的借着经历来经历来明白主的恩典和怜悯
and they share that with us.
也与我们分享
So I think it's only appropriate that we acknowledge the goodness of the Lord and thank Him as we sing this hymn.
所以愿意我们一同来把把神的美善归给他，也感谢他。713首。
As we get to witness your goodness in the lives of brothers and sisters, and as we get to see how you've spoken to them, we acknowledge all comes from you. It's all your goodness, it's all your love for us. So indeed we come and say thank you, Lord. And we pray that as we go our ways, Lord, that you would lead us in your presence throughout this week.
我们祷告说，主啊，当我们散去的时候，你也在这一周里面用你的美善引领我们。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. We're dismissed.